Ian Scholes. Now, I'm as big a cynical secular humanist as the next guy, but atheists do get on my nerves. Sean Carroll is a guy who's written a book called The Big Picture, out now. He's one of those non-believers who is always interviewed, most recently in Salon, which is the kind of publication now that will interview an atheist one day, a guru the next, blame everything on Hillary the third, and some will make you believe they're probably dead wrong about pretty much everything. One of the things Sean Carroll tells Salon, quote, "Ever since Rene Descartes and his famous cogito ergo sum, people have sought out an absolutely firm and unshakable foundation for their beliefs. An honest poetic naturalist admits that such a foundation just doesn't exist. We could, however unlikely it may seem, be brains living in vats, or be misled by a mischievous demon. What happens instead is that we assemble together a variety of different beliefs about the world," unquote. Okay, you can't believe in God because there's no physical evidence, but you can believe, theoretically because of Descartes, that we're just meat puppet robots under the mental command of demons. He says, quote, "I strongly feel that the methods of science and empirical investigation can be brought to bear on all interesting questions about the fundamental nature of the universe, including whether or not God exists, and the evidence is pretty much incontrovertible that he doesn't. If I meet someone who disagrees, I am happy to engage them in dialogue and work to understand each other better," unquote. Engage them in dialogue about what? If there's no evidence that God exists or that we're being mind-controlled by demons so far as that goes, what's the point of arguing about it? He then goes on, quote, "What does our best understanding of the laws of physics tell us about the origin of the universe and why it might exist at all? The answer is not much. This is a case where we have to be humble. The universe might have had a beginning or it might have existed forever. We just don't know. There's certainly no reason to think that there was something that caused it. The universe can just be," unquote. How is this different than a belief in the existence of God? Where did the universe come from? It didn't come from anywhere, little Jimmy. It just is and was, never more shall be. You mean like God? Oh, shut up, little Jimmy, and eat your demons before they get cold. I gotta go.